And here we go. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Here's what we're working on. Hamilton City Council is set to vote on several bylaws, including a vacant unit tax.
Police have released images of a vehicle involved in a shooting in Niagara Falls.
And Taylor Swift reveals the meaning behind some of her songs from the Tortured Poets Department. We are off to a great start this morning, stepping all over each other.
I start with an apology because, listen, Brian, it's her day to start, and I'm stepping on your day. Today is your day, so I will just take a back seat to whatever you want to do today.
Do I get a day tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
I want another day.
You get another day. A clean start to the show tomorrow. Okay, I'll give it to you. You get tomorrow. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we, Brian?
Good, thank you. Good. Yeah, so far, so good.
Are we all tethered down? That wind last night.
Oh, wow, huh?
I don't get scared of weather often, I was like, okay, I was afraid of that wind.
Yeah, it really was strong. We had wind gusts to over 70 kilometers an hour yesterday, at least recorded at the weather office. So 72 was the gust. I know that Halton closed their parks yesterday because the winds were so strong yesterday. Thankfully, the winds died off last night. I haven't heard of any power outages. You know, sometimes you can get limbs down with winds that strong. But we got to 16 degrees yesterday. It was that strong southwest wind. Today, the wind is going to change, and that's going to change our temperatures. We are going to see a little bit of clearing later today. It's fairly cloudy to start. We could get a shower. It's about a 40% chance of a shower, but a high of 10 for the day today. So a lot cooler, less wind, and we'll get some sunshine appearing later on. And sunshine for the next couple of days. We'll talk about that coming up. All right, let's look at traffic this morning. Nothing happening really right now, which is good compared to what we had yesterday morning with two collisions on the Skyway yesterday morning at this time. 403 Waterdown Road looks good right there, so nothing to see coming out of Hamilton toward Burlington. The MTO traffic cameras, Nikola Tesla Boulevard toward the Skyway. Toronto bound away from us, obviously. Here's the top of the Skyway, still pretty light, and nothing going on east of 4th as you head from Burlington to Oakville. So we'll look at weather and traffic as usual coming up right now, the news.
Okay, thanks very much, Brian. Well, the vacant unit tax in Hamilton is back on the agenda at City Hall after months of back and forth on the issue. Simone Gavros joins us from City Hall now with more.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, today's agenda is going to be looking at actually passing the vacant unit tax bylaw, and this was intended to be put before council within the first quarter of 2024, so that's what's going to be happening this morning at 9:30. Now, the goal of the vacant unit tax is to discourage units from being left empty in the city, and that is being done by adding a 1% tax to those units that have been empty for over half a year. Now, this is in an effort to address the ongoing affordable housing crisis in the city. The proposed bylaw today comes after the tax was shot down at the last minute by a surprise vote last November that was missed by supporting council members. It was revived at the first opportunity in January after the city had already approved the tax, planned how it was going to work, and spent around $400,000 to get it rolling. Because the tax didn't pass in 2023, it meant that the tax wouldn't be charged in 2024 based on last year's property occupancy. The proposed bylaw outlines a number of provisions on how the tax will work and how it'll be enforced, as well as exemptions for nonprofit housing projects and properties undergoing major renovations. Now, if the bylaw passes today, the tax will apply to this year, but it won't be charged until January of 2025. But for now, Tim, I'll send things back to you.
All right, thanks, Mo. But that's not the only contentious issue that's making a comeback at City Council today. The city is also pushing ahead on work to turn two Stony Creek parking lots into affordable housing. Part of Hamilton's housing strategy is to look at city-owned lands and then explore which should be turned into these affordable homes. So as part of that process, the city selected a parking lot on Lake Avenue South in Stony Creek. But when they told local residents about that plan, there was a massive public outcry from people who said the parking lot was needed in their community. Plans for the affordable housing They were shot down by a vote of council, but Mayor Andrea Horvath stepped in saying she would use the strong mayor powers legislated by the Ford government to push the plans through. Today, a proposed bylaw could declare the land surplus and start the development process.
Hamilton police are investigating a shooting near Gage Avenue and Main Street East near Gage Park, but they're not sure when it happened. In a release, police say they were first told about the shooting yesterday. It took place sometime, they say, between then and last Friday. They say no injuries were reported. Police say they're taking every firearms incident seriously, and they ask anyone with information to contact the shooting response team. Hamilton police haven't responded to a request for more information on this.
Well, so new details are emerging as the Crown builds its case against accused killers Oliver Carafa and Lucy Lee. So yesterday, the jury heard from a friend of Carafa's who was mistakenly arrested for the murder. Carafa and Lee are charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Tyler Pratt and with attempted murder in the shooting of Pratt's girlfriend, Jordan Romano. Now, in Stony Creek back on February 28, 2021, that's when this happened. Well, Carafa's friend, Toronto chef Phil Chin, was arrested 10 months after the shooting. He told the court it was because he agreed to switch phone SIM cards with one of the accused on the day of the murder. The judge also warned the jury that they cannot make a decision based on prior convictions after Lee's defense lawyer suggested to a witness that Carafa killed someone as a drunk driver at the age of 19.
Another attempt from the NDP to reverse a ban on keffiyehs in the Ontario legislature has failed. The NDP introduced a motion to allow the traditional Arab scarves to be worn after the speaker banned them because he believes they make a, quote, political statement right now. Inside Queen's Park, the motion needed unanimous consent to lift the ban, but at least a handful of PC caucus members, government members, voted no, resulting in the vote to fail. The result then sparked a frenzy in the chamber's viewing gallery with protesters chanting Free Palestine. They were ejected from the legislature. Hamilton MPP Sarah Jama ignored the ban.
I didn't know that that protest was happening. I was going to wear the keffiyeh regardless. I don't plan on removing it, but I haven't had that conversation. They can't on the one hand censure me and then on another hand recognize me when it's to their benefit, so they have to pick something to do.
Now, Premier Doug Ford was not in the chamber yesterday morning, but his office issued a statement just before the vote saying the premier does not support the ban, but his caucus is free to vote as they wish. Heads up if your morning workout today involves a trip up and down the escarpment stairs in Hamilton. The city of Hamilton is set to close one of them today, temporarily. The Shadoke stairs are expected to be closed, weather permitting, from 7:30 this morning until 12:30 this afternoon. This set of 289 steps goes from Scenic Drive at the top to the back of the Shadoke Golf Course Clubhouse at the bottom. The city says there will be no public access to the Shadoke stairs as crews replace the treads on the steps.
In the sports line we go. Big night in the ice in Toronto as the Maple Leafs return home and host the Bruins in game three of their series. The game tied. It's a game apiece. Plenty of action on the ice, but we want to start in Kansas City. And the Blue Jays were hoping to pick up another win against the Royals.
Bounced weakly to the left side. Kiner Falefa. Good play. Oh, and Vladdy dropped it. Guerrero couldn't handle it, and a run comes in to score.
Yeah, they were up 2-0 in the fifth until Vladdy Guerrero Jr.'s error allowed that inning to continue and a run to score. It was Vladdy's first error of the season, but it was costly. He just missed the throw, and that would have ended the inning for Kevin Gausman. Things would continue, and two more runs would come in to score on Bobby Witt's double right there. So despite not allowing an earned run, Gausman would pick up his third loss to no wins. KC takes it 3-2. Game 3 of 4 is set for tonight. The White Oak crowd in Winnipeg were quieted in the second period by an avalanche of goals from Colorado, including that go-ahead marker by Zach Parise on Jets goalie Connor Hellebuck's giveaway, all part of a four-goal second period, which led to a 5-2 win. Series now tied at ones as things head back to the mile-high city of Denver. Things no better for that other Canadian squad in action.
Let's go, Casey, is the chant, I believe. As that one bounces in and the chant didn't work.
Yeah, in Vancouver, the hometown fans were chanting the name Casey DeSmith, who was thrust into action, and the support didn't work as Nashville would score just over a minute into this one. DeSmith got the start for the Canucks after their star goalie, Thatcher Demko, was deemed out for the game, possibly the series with a knee injury. Predators totally took advantage, scoring three times on 15 shots, added an empty netter to tie the series at ones. The 4-1 win. In Florida, we had a local coming through.
Nice spin move by Tkachuk. Freed up to Lundell on the doorstep. Holding, shot, score!
Yeah, first overtime of the playoffs in FLA, where Waterdown's Carter Verhaeghe would be the hero for the Panthers, scoring 3 minutes into the extra frame to thrust Florida to the 3-2 win and a 2-0 series lead over their rivals from Tampa. It was Verhaeghe's fifth overtime winner and the Panthers' 11th straight OT win. We have a save of the year candidate from this game that we'll show you in our 7 a.m. sports line. But just down the road from Waterdown in Dundas, the Allen Cup Challenge continued last night, and Stoney Creek unable to get their second straight win to start the round robin. The Southern Shore Breakers from Newfoundland picked up their first win of the Allen Cup, beating the Tigers 4-2. Two games today, so Southern Shore will face Alberta this afternoon, and then the two local teams, undefeated Dundas Real McCoys against Stoney Creek tonight. Reminder, we will air that final Saturday afternoon right here on CHCH at 3 with legendary broadcaster Rod Black and Leafs legend Rick Vive on the call.
Now Siakam posted up Portis. Great matchup here. Bumping, grinding. Off the window with an angle. Counted on the foul.
Yeah, let's finish in the association where former Raptor Pascal Siakam had himself a game in Milwaukee to help his Indiana Pacers to a Game 2 win. Spicy P would score a playoff career high 37 points to follow the 36 he had in Game 1 loss. This time, though, the Pacers, they win at 125-108 to tie the series at 1. Minnesota and Dallas, the other winners in the NBA playoffs last night.
All right, let's have us a day here today. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, 24th of April. Sun not quite up, but soon. Not that we'll see a lot of it for the day today, but we'll talk about that coming up. Traffic, nothing has changed. 403 Waterdown Road still doing okay right there, as you can see. Toronto bound towards us. MTO traffic cameras and just kind of around the horseshoe. Still the construction on the ramp from the QEW Fort Erie bound to the 405. You can see the left lane is blocked through there, but volume, nope, there's nothing to worry about. Nikola Tesla Boulevard's doing fine. East of Brant Street, all the way through east of Royal Windsor, and we'll dip into Cooksville Creek. All looks good so far today. No precipitation at the moment, but that is possible. Temperature right now, 7 degrees like we were yesterday morning. Winds are shifting a little bit, but they're fairly light. Relative humidity is right up there. It's mostly cloudy. For school today, it'll be a 10-degree high, but a north wind today, 30 gusting to 50, so not quite as strong as yesterday. But there's that 40% chance of showers in a mostly cloudy sky. Later on this afternoon, skies will start to clear. As that low-pressure system heads away from us, the skies are going to clear later on. We'll have a clear sky tonight with that ridge of high, and then sunshine for Thursday into Friday. Temperatures will struggle a little bit, particularly for the day tomorrow. Today as well will be cooler, 8 degrees for the Niagara area, 9, 10, 11 for the rest of the horseshoe. Again, mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers for today. Tonight, as I said, sky's clear, but look at the temperatures, minus 1, minus 2, wind chill of minus 7. What? And then minus 4 for Guelph and Kitchener. So it's going to be a cold night tonight for this time of year. And then tomorrow, temperature struggle. 9, 10, 11. That'll be the best we can do. That's below seasonal for the day, but at least we'll get back into sunshine for the day tomorrow. So out the door, 24th of April. Temperature right now, 7. That's mild. That's above seasonal. It's mainly cloudy. Long range in a few minutes. And at 10.
Okay, let's check in now with Emily to see what's coming up in Chit Chat.
Good morning. Do you guys like cheesecake?
Yes.
Well, apparently, the late superstar Prince loved cheesecake. We will discuss coming up in Chit Chat.
Do you like anything on your cheesecake?
Yeah, cherries. Yeah.
The one from the can? You remember that? Do you remember the one from the can?
Yeah. The no-bake one.
Yeah.
I do like that.
I remember
that.
My mom making those, and then, like, she would let us, like, lick the can after it was done.
I don't know if that's pure FDA
sugar
approved anymore.
Oh, yeah, totally. Back then, it's like, go for it, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're also going to chat about Taylor Swift because, you know, it wouldn't be another day if we didn't talk about Taylor Swift and her song Florida, the meaning behind it.
All right. We'll see you in a little bit.
I'll be there.
Right after the break, the U.S. is suing to block a major merger of two fashion giants. The details coming up. 6:16 right now on your Wednesday morning. Canadian dollar is down 9 basis points to 73.09 cents U.S. Gold has lost $14. Crude oil is down 35 cents to $83.01 a barrel. Midday trading in Europe markets are up right now in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
Out to Asia we go. Markets are up in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. What about North American markets on Tuesday? Yeah, pretty good day. Triple-digit gains right across the board on Bay Street and Wall Street. Let's see how they do on this Wednesday, April the 24th.
Well, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission is suing. They're trying to block a multi-billion dollar merger of two luxury fashion giants. The lawsuit says the FTC wants to stop the $8.5 billion merger between Tapestry and Capri Holdings. If you've never heard of them, Tapestry is the parent company of Coach, and Capri owns brands like Michael Kors, Kate Spade, and Versace. U.S. federal regulators say the merger could ultimately lead to higher prices and, quote, it threatens to deprive consumers of the competition for affordable handbags. The FTC also argues the merger could mean lower wages for hourly workers. In a statement, Capri says it disagrees with the U.S. lawsuit and that consumers have plenty of choices when it comes to handbags. The merger has already been approved by regulators in the European Union and in Japan.
Well, at least 20 more Google workers have been fired after protesting Google's support of Israel during its war in Gaza. The group behind the protests, No Tech for Apartheid, says that on top of the 30 already fired, bringing the total number of workers to 50, the group claims some who got fired were bystanders during last Tuesday's sit-in protest at Google offices in New York and California. So Google declined to share the exact number of people it let go, but confirmed the additional firings. The company says every person was involved in the disruptive activity inside the buildings.
Delta Airline employees are soon going to see a boost in their pay. The CEO of the Atlanta-based air carrier announced raises for more than 80,000 workers. So flight attendants and ground crew are going to get a 5% hike, and Delta's minimum starting wage is going up to $19 an hour. In a statement, Delta's CEO says they're providing, quote, industry-leading total compensation for industry-leading performance. The new pay rates go into effect June 1st. Delta is the most profitable U.S. air carrier, earning $4.6 billion last year. That's more than what American, United, Southwest, and Alaska Airlines earned combined.
United States Senate has passed legislation that could ban the popular video sharing app TikTok. The bill was part of a wide-ranging foreign package the Senate approved back on Tuesday night. So the legislation, it heads to President Biden's desk. He is expected to sign it. TikTok is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Lawmakers have long rallied against this company and railed the company, saying it gives the Chinese government potential access to the personal data of millions of Americans. Now, the bill passed on Tuesday that would force TikTok to find a new owner within months, or the U.S. will ban it. Its use in the country. About 170 million Americans do use the app. TikTok has threatened to go to court if the president does sign this bill.
Nike is going to be giving the boot to some of its workforce. The sportswear giant is laying off 740 employees at his headquarters in Beaverton, Oregon. The jobs are expected to be eliminated before the end of June. Nike is using the job reductions as a plan to slash $2 billion in costs. Although Nike shares increased about 2% over the past week, they are down more than 11% this year and down more than 23% in the last 12 months.
Okay, just before we go to break, you know, sometimes when you sleep in, I think our network is sleeping in today because we're having some networking issues. Therefore, you notice that our ticker is not running currently and we're much bigger on your screen.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. We apologize for that. We're really in your face this morning. Also, our live stream on YouTube is currently down. But yeah, so if you need, you can stream us on our website at chch.com.
Okay, taking a break right now. Hopefully everything gets fixed and we're smaller again. We feel too big. Brian is back with your great big traffic and 7-day forecast.
6:24. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 24th of April. Sun has been up now for a couple of minutes already. Not that we're seeing a lot of it, but we're not seeing any problems really on the highways. So here's the 406 south of the QEW. So nothing there. Top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge is getting a little bit busier. No problems east of 4th, Aaron Mills Parkway, all the way through the 403, 407 split in Mississauga. Doing fine on the roads this morning. Let's check our temperatures that we have at the moment. Temperature range right now anywhere from 6 for Grimsby, 7 Hamilton, 8 Mississauga, 9 for Toronto. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention looking at that picture. The first time I looked at it, I went, what is that? Maybe I should remind you, when you're walking your dog, stoop and scoop or bag the leftovers. I'm not sure what we're looking at over on the left-hand side, but just a little reminder there for the joggers that are out. Here's our seasonal temperatures for this time of year. 14 for the high, 3 for the overnight low. Sun times and records for the day today. For school today, we could get a shower. It's a 40% chance of a shower this morning. Temperature could be around 6, but then 10. We'll get some sunshine later. So that's the high for the day, 10 degrees. So cooler today than yesterday. -2 tonight. Wind chill -7. It's going to be a chilly start tomorrow and a high of only 9, but sun. 15 on Friday with sun. Temperature stays at 15, but look at the weekend. Cloudy with showers Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay. Ever looked at the artwork of Salvador Dali and thought, I wish I could ask that guy what's going on in his head? Now you can. In a way that's almost as disconcerting as the artist himself.
Okay, so visitors to the Dali Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida, can now talk to an artificial intelligence version of the artist. All they have to do is speak through a phone modeled after his well-known lobster telephone. So you can ask the digital Dali anything, but don't expect a straight answer. The artist, famous for his melting clocks and otherworldly creations, is often spoken in an ambiguous way. So the AI-powered Dali experience was created by advertising agency to, get people to the
museum.
Because is he from St. Petersburg, Florida?
I don't know. There are Dali museums.
No, he's Spanish. No, what am I talking about?
All over the world, yeah. But this one, yeah.
Sorry, there's museums all over the world?
Yeah.
Oh.
But this one with the AI is in Florida.
Oh, okay.
I did a deep dive. And now I'm melting. Now my computer's melting.
Into the Dali experience.
Yes.
Okay. Off and running on your Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, confirming it is Wednesday. We'll see you after the break.